You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. We are joined as our newsmaker of the day by Terry Clark from the Journey Church in Sonora. Last Saturday evening, the church had a massive fire. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, Mark.
How long have you lived in Sonora, and how long have you been a member of the congregation at the Journey Church?
I moved here in June of 2001 when I became principal of Sonora High. My wife joined me in September, and we joined the church that spring, sometime the following spring in 2002.
What is your position at the church?
I am the administrator. That is an unusual position. We don't have a pastor right now, so they had to have someone in charge. Our board is running the church, and they've named me administrator. We have another person doing all the office management, so the two of us are combined.
Tell us about the church and its history in Sonora. What type of church is it?
It's an American Baptist church. American Baptist is the second largest denomination in the United States. The Southern Baptist is the largest denomination.
When did you first hear about the fire on Saturday, and how did you hear about it?
I got a call from one of our members, and he said, Terry, do you know the church is on fire? And my response was, you're kidding. And then I said, oh, I'm sorry, you wouldn't call me and kid about something like that. So I immediately drove over to the church. I live above the Phoenix Lake Golf Course, so as I'm driving down Phoenix Lake Road, you can't see over the hill. But the second I turned the corner on Hess, I could see the flames 30, 40 feet in the air, and it was just devastating.
So what was going through your mind? Did you know it was a loss immediately?
I had an inkling that it was a loss immediately from the size of the flames. Actually, there's two responses for me. One is the response of absolute shock. I mean, it shocks your whole system. The other is the response of, as the administrator, I've got to kick into emergency management gear right now and be the person who is leading the church through the situation.
So tell me this, you drive up to the church, you see your church on fire visually. What's that like?
To be honest with you, Mark, I think I've told you the story. I built a house and it burned down to the ground right before we moved in. And that flashed into my mind first. And then it was, oh my gosh, the church is gone.
And with a church service looming on Sunday morning, how did you decide whether or not to have a service?
Three of the four board members were talking in the parking lot about what to do about Sunday, and we were thinking the weather's going to be good, we could meet outside, and we needed to go ahead. And we were getting calls from members saying, we're going to come at 10:30 and pray. So they made the decision for us, and we had an incredible service Sunday morning.
What was it like?
Spirit-filled, unity. I had Derek Maxson from Front Porch tell me he was there. He came from Sierra Bible, and he said when the service started, there was a sense of dejection and, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And he said an hour later, there was a sense of this church is taking off into a new future and we're going to be there for it.
There's been an outpouring in this community, and a large number of people have offered support, prayers. How does that make you and your congregation feel?
You almost cry. It is so heartwarming. I am not exaggerating when I say I can't write the names and phone numbers down fast enough to keep track of everybody. So what I'm doing is trying to set up systems for them to communicate us. But it's incredible.
Have you been offered indoor buildings?
We have. We have had four churches offer the facility, four to five. And like I said, I just can't keep track of it. Some of it is we're open in the afternoon after we finish. Some of it is the evening. Seventh-day Adventists, who of course meets on Saturday, have said we could use their facility on Sunday. But right now, I think the sense of unity that we have meeting in the parking lot, and you have the visual of the burned church behind you, and we have a cross out there in the parking lot that we just put up for Easter, and the moving forward into Easter is exceedingly powerful. So I think as long as the weather's good, we're going to meet outside. And then we have a double portable youth building that people are cleaning it up, and we're going to refurbish it. And if we need indoors, we'll go indoors there when the weather gets hot.
You have insurance.
Absolutely.
So how can this community continue to help?
It really helps if they would call and say, you know, I could help you paint. When are you painting? Or I could help you sweep and clean up or get rid of garbage. When are you doing that? Because if it's the how can we help you, it's hard to put two and two together. But if we know what their skill and their desire and their interest is, then we can combine them.
I don't know how to make this transition, but the Journey Church has an event that's coming up at the Opera Hall. Is that still a go? Are you still able to move forward with that event? And what specifically is the event?
The best part of this is everybody is determined that the fire is not going to interfere with any ministry that we are engaged in. The event is a celebration of Easter. It's Good Friday night, so it's called Journey to the Cross. At 6:30, we're going to have a worship service with a guest band from Modesto and a guest speaker from the Bay Area. And then at 7:45, we're going to show the Passion of Christ. This is a chance for those who know the salvation message and have accepted it to bring friends who are not saved and encourage them to hear the message of salvation.
And that is taking place on Friday, April 15th.
That's correct, at 6:30 p.m. There'll be snacks during the movie.
Terry Clark, final thoughts.
God takes tragedy and turns them into miracles. The bigger the tragedy, the larger the miracle. This is a huge tragedy. The miracle at the end is going to take this church to an unknown place that is absolutely part of God's kingdom.
And you'll rebuild at the same location?
Yes, absolutely. We own the property. It's fully insured. We do not have any mortgage on it. Our biggest fear is that the insurance hasn't kept up with the increase of building materials in the last year. So we're going to set up a donation page, and we certainly could use any help financially that people would be willing to give us.
I really do appreciate you taking some time and joining us at KVML.
Thank you, Mark, and we appreciate it. And I really appreciate the news outlets in this greater area allowing us to witness through this tragedy. Thank you so much.